listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. How the heck are you? Hour two of Miller and Moulton here on the Florida Sports Network. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. Pat Kerwin will join us 1 hour from now. David Dwork will join us in our 8 o'clock hour with the Panthers getting a huge win to even their series. Lightning north of the border tonight. Game five of their series against Toronto. I do have a gut feeling if the Lightning can get out of the first round, look out. They're not the team that they were the last 2 years. But if they can get out of the first round, I think there's a real shot for them to play the Avs in the finals.
Well, the only team I didn't think that about going into the postseason were the Penguins. Like, well, I thought if the Penguins beat the Rangers, they'd just get beat in the next series.
And it's entirely possible. And unfortunately for the Penguins, they can't play the Rangers three more times.
Boy, do they wish they could.
Yes. I think everybody does.
But the Caps, the way they played the second half of the season, looked to me like they were a dangerous team entering the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We already know the Panthers were the number one seed, so that you have to give them the benefit of a few doubts, even though there's 26 years between now and their last time they've won a series. You mentioned Tampa and Toronto.
You know, Carolina and Boston, not easy outs, right? But I just, that's my gut feeling with the Lightning. That if the Lightning get out of the first round, look out. You know, they're Jason in the horror movie. You better take them out.
And no one ever takes them out early. Those movies aren't over in 13 seconds.
No. And you think 30 minutes in, wow, there's a real opportunity here. But then you realize, I'm not even done with my first popcorn.
You know, Geico's tried a million times with their commercials, and a lot of them are funny. But the people in horror movies always make horrible decisions is incredibly accurate and well done. I asked you a question during the break. Is Ohtani the most must-see athlete on the planet today? And
I'll say this. What he's doing, I think, is the most impressive thing in all of professional sports. To be an all-star caliber pitcher and an all-star caliber hitter.
Simultaneously.
Right. I mean, if it was easy to do, you would think someone would have done it in between he and Babe Ruth.
So I'm trying to figure out, and it may lead to a poll question, of who is the most must-see athlete right now.
You know, there's a lot of ways you can look at that.
No, a ton.
Like, I could argue Brady because we're all convinced this is it. So we only have 17-plus games, and that's if he stays healthy.
Could argue Rich Strike. I mean, how long is this going to last?
Hell, may not even see him at the Preakness for all we know.
I couldn't help it.
I mean, I'll say this. I mean, and I'm a big fan. She hasn't played in 10 and a half months. But, I mean, at this point, like if Federer shows up at Wimbledon, to me it's must-see because it's going to be the last time we ever see him. And, you know, for all we know, Serena may have played her last match at Wimbledon last year too when she got hurt. I mean, she just not played a competitive match in 10 and a half months. I think she's 40. Never mind, she's the younger sister of the two. So, I mean, you could also look at it that way. Like, is there a fighter out there, whether it's UFC or boxing, in which you go, you know?
Not anymore for me. And there were a few. There were a few guys that I wanted to see in the boxing world that I didn't, you know, that are now done.
Like, isn't Fury, isn't he threatening here to retire?
Yes. But it's not anybody that made my bucket list of wanting to see in the first place. It's funny when you say Federer. I'm not sure he's the best tennis player I'd be able to see right now. And I understand your point that if we see him at Wimbledon, it could be it. You could, you know, with Djokovic and Nadal, I don't know who's the best of the three.
I think it depends on the surface. Well, it's not Federer, but I'm just saying he's, you know, he's at the end. I mean, there's a better than 50-50 chance he has already played his last match. He's desperately trying to get his knee to the point where he can have a goodbye.
But it's like you mentioned Brady. Is it Brady that you want to see, or is it Josh Allen or Mahomes, if you know what I mean? And I get what you could argue this a million different ways. Is it the guy who's at the peak of his career right now and you're watching?
Is it Tiger? Now, you and I think, are of the belief that Tiger's going to play 6 to 8 events for the next 7 years, if he can physically do it. But that's it. He's going to be a part-time player. He's going to play the majors, and he'll probably play the Players to honor the tour. It is the tour's biggest event. It's not that far from home, blah, blah, blah. But you don't know how many others, you know, he'll play. I think, like, you know, he'll want to, but will Tiger even play the Memorial again?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Will he give one last run at the Memorial while Jack's still with us and Jack's still there, pay his homage to Nicklaus,
right,
and play one last Memorial? I would think that he would play one more. But I think we've seen him for the last time at Bay Hill.
Yes, I would think so also.
I would think if he's going to play a regular tour event, he's going to play an event in California. That's home. And, you know, he's done pretty well out there.
Well, he's done pretty well everywhere. Would be an interesting graphic. West Coast swing versus Florida swing. Winning percentage. So, who's the athlete out there, the most must-see for you? And how about that, you bringing up a baseball player?
And that's high on my list right now. I mean, if I could go see a game which Ohtani was pitching in, that's, to me today, that's the peak. Because he's dominating.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, he's
at both.
He's an all-star caliber pitcher, and he's an all-star hitter. And once every 5 days, you get to see him do both in the same game. I'm with you. Like, if I was out in SoCal, I mean, if we were out in SoCal, we would make sure we went to every Angels game that he pitched. Isn't that fair to say?
Undoubtedly.
Because he's listed as the DH, so I think he gets to still hit when he gets taken out.
So that's number one on my list. But I get the people who are saying Brady. Because it's greatness, and when it ends, it's done. We will never get to see it again.
You know, Felipe went to the Bucks-Rams playoff game last year, and we were saying before he went, hey, could be his last game, or at least his last home game, last chance to see him. I feel lucky as a fan we're going to get to see him likely for the final time. And you just hope he can stay healthy for it so we can get as, you know, as many of them as we can.
So is Ohtani not even really going to make this list? Is this list Brady, Tiger, LeBron?
Boy, it's tough with LeBron because when do you think LeBron's going to be done? Like Tiger, he could play another 5-7 years, but we're not going to see him much.
I mean, LeBron just averaged 30 points a game.
I know that. And he's 37, and he has said he is going to play until his kid's in the league. So you can do that math. His kid's not even graduated high school yet.
It's at least another 3 years.
Wait, he has 3 years till he graduates high school?
He's going to start a senior year next year. Then he's, if he wants to go one and done.
Okay, so he's got 2 years. And then a third year is when he's in the league.
Right.
So LeBron's got 3 more years, minimum.
Minimum.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 82 games a year, even if he plays 60 of them. I mean, you know, We got 120 times to see LeBron before his kid's in the league.
Right. But every game that he plays is going to be less of a LeBron.
He's still really good.
He is. And Steph's still really, really good.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that in person.
Every game has a couple highlights, though, with LeBron. That's the thing. You're getting your money's worth when you watch him. 100%.
Well, we cajoled you to get in the car and go across the alley and see Alex Ovechkin, and you came back mesmerized.
Oh, yeah. I think that's an honorable mention.
And he's got 4 years left minimum because he's going to need 4 years to break Gretzky's goal-scoring record.
I can't believe that my baseball player might not even make my own poll question.
No, he's got to make
it. He's got to be in there.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
I've listened to you lobby for about 47 different people right now.
Well, take out... No, you can't take out...
Well, I think there's a lot of them who are awesome but don't make the list because we're going to see them for a while. Like, I don't think you can put Ovechkin or Crosby on the list. Because, come on, we think we're going to see these guys for another 3, 4, 5 years.
I got you, but I would, you know, and we should have. We screwed up when the Edmonton Oilers played the Florida Panthers on like 3 o'clock on a random Sunday. Because Connor McDavid's that good to see right now. Like, to me, I'd rather go see Connor McDavid than Alex Ovechkin every single day.
Okay.
You know, to me, it's rather I'd rather see Ohtani than a Miguel Cabrera, who's at the end. And to me, when you're looking at the LeBrons and the Bradys, they're not at their greatest.
So would you rather watch Giannis or LeBron?
Right now, Giannis.
Yeah, I would go see LeBron. But, you know, to each their own. There's no wrong answer here. I think Ohtani absolutely has to be on the list. To me, it's one of those, if he's not on the list, it's a bad question.
I think he's the winner of the list.
It was the crux. He was the person who was behind me having this question, and I've listened to you guys name everybody but him, so that's why I wasn't sure. I'm glad that you've come around. Full circle in this one.
No. You took it the wrong way. I thought he was at the top of the list when you named him, and then it's like, well, okay, who else can you put on the list? He is the most remarkable thing in all of sports.
Yes,
right
he
now.
Is. Yes, he is. We'll come up with three more and have a poll question. How about that?
You know, you would think if he's the most remarkable thing in all of sports right now, that Major League Baseball could market him to some degree.
Huh.
Thanks for listening. And now, more of Miller and Moulton on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour, Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network. Boy, you got us fired up here about this question.
A lot of people chiming in. Probably should give the text number out.
Ah, come on, they know it by now, right? If by chance you don't or you've never texted before, FSN Radio, it's all one word. FSN Radio to 21000 21000. There you go. We got the text. Thanks. Now you can keep texting. You can always watch and follow and subscribe and play along. Miller and Moulton Twitch.tv channel. We got that going on as well. There are people saying that they've seen LeBron. He's not as exciting as when they saw other great basketball players.
Okay. We have a Philly fan who says, I would like to nominate Joel Embiid as must-see. You know, the MVP.
If you like watching free throws, yeah, go ahead.
Wow. Guy's playing with a broken eye socket, a torn ligament in his shooting hand, and he's coming off a concussion.
I love Joel Embiid.
He scored 54 points in the last two games against, what, the second best defensive team in the Eastern Conference?
No disrespect.
Well, no, actually, there was quite a lot of disrespect.
Oh, he makes like a lot of free throws. Yeah, it's okay. Part of the game.
We have some proof on the text line of people who won on Saturday.
No! A winning ticket.
A $163.60 payout on a $2 bet.
Nice.
Wow.
He texted in. He said, two Rich Strike winners here. Wife wheeled the Exacta with Epicenter in the field. Paid $2,000 for a $1 box.
Wow. Wow.
And he said, I put $2 on the longest shot. Now, I've not seen the exact ticket. I have seen the win ticket. He said, stand by for the other. We should be getting that as well. So good for you.
Well done. Well done. Finally, proof that someone won money on Rich Strike.
Someone wants Giannis as a nominee for the must-see, plays linebacker and runs over people every drive. All right.
See, how are you going to lie to yourself about LeBron? He does everything on the basketball court. Come on now.
I'm not saying that he doesn't. I'm just saying it's not as good as it once was. He's not on my list. I'd rather see Steph.
I would as well, by the way.
I've seen both. Steph is an amazing dribbler. Amazing. The way his movement around the court is mesmerizing.
You could argue, not saying obviously that he's the greatest player since, but you could argue he is the most transformational basketball player since Wilt Chamberlain. Even more than Michael. Steph Curry has absolutely changed the way that a generation of players are playing the game, for better or worse. But Steph Curry changed the NBA dramatically.
So we did get the question up, who is the most must-see athlete right now? And we have Ohtani, Tiger, Brady, and Steph Curry on the list.
My vote's Ohtani.
Ohtani, Steph, Tiger.
TB12.
It's a good list.
It really is. And there are going to be bunches of you that are going to text us with other names that you think should be on it, and you're probably right. But we limited it to four, and since I'm the one that types in the poll question, those are the four that I ended up with.
Like, Tiger may not play 50 more golf tournaments. I mean, because we've never thought we were going to see him on the Champions Tour, and now, I mean, come on, what are the odds that we'd ever see him play in a 50-plus event? I mean, we're led to believe he's going to be in pain every day for the rest of his life. He would really do it to play on the Champions Tour? He had no interest playing on the Champions Tour when he was conquering the world and he was healthy. So, you know, I mean, will Tiger play in 50 more tournaments professionally?
I don't think so. I really don't. That's 8 tournaments a year for 6 years.
Now
I don't see it.
Now, I could see Tiger playing the Masters and the British at 55. I could. Because I could see Tiger thinking I can win at 55 on both these courses. I mean, think about it. Watson nearly pulled it off at 59. You don't think Tiger thinks that he can win a British in 10 years? Like he said, if I still have my hands, I can play.
I think that's a pretty good over-under number for Tiger, by the way.
So we got what we think. We have one season left of Brady. However many games we're going to get, knock on wood, hope we get close to 20. We got 50 tournaments with Tiger. We've got a guy the likes of which we haven't seen, none of us really have seen in our lives. I mean, how many people do you know who saw Babe Ruth play?
I don't know any.
I mean, you got to go back over 80 years.
Right.
I mean, it would have to be somebody in their 90s who saw Babe Ruth play.
You, none of your close friends?
You're a peach.
727, everybody. 727. If you were wondering when the a-hole moment of the show was, it was at 727.
So we've got a guy, likes of which hardly any of us have ever seen before. We've only heard about, read about. We've seen some black and white highlights. Apparently, he called a shot at Wrigley Field in a World Series. Legend has it.
And now, you know, fortunately for us, they're good. We might actually see a little bit of the Angels this year.
Wouldn't that be nice?
For a change.
Wouldn't that be nice? The Angels in the playoffs, Ohtani, Mike Trout. Think of a game one starter, Ohtani. That'll work.
If they somehow were to get to a World Series, you know, we've seen the media influx when a Japanese athlete's been good at something over here. Could you imagine what the media barrage would be like if they actually make a World Series? Oh, my goodness.
I think it'll be monstrous just with a playoff appearance. I mean, it'll
be great
there
for baseball.
Oh, yes.
Phenomenal.
Listen, I thought Fox did a great job last year. I mean, they made Ohtani the showcase of the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously there's a language barrier and all that. He's only going to be in for a short amount of time. But they went all in on Ohtani.
I mean, he started at the mound and was the first batter on
right
plate. It's unbelievable.
I mean, think about what we said this during the break. Hopefully it's another reason to follow us on the Miller Malt Twitch.tv channel. His last start at Fenway, 7 shutout innings against the Red Sox, 11 strikeouts. He got to a 3-ball count on one batter that he faced. One batter. Last night he hits 2 homers, including a slam. He's done that all in his last 5 games. This is not the 17-year-old star of the high school team, okay? This is major league flipping baseball.
Right, and he hit a home run against the Red Sox, hit another one off the wall during the game too, if I'm not mistaken. It's remarkable. To me, it's not close. I mean, I started it with one name and looked for the rest. So I obviously pressed Ohtani and moved on with my day because that's who I want to see.
Well, everybody plays everybody now, right?
Yes.
During the break, we have to check and see whether or not they are coming. I mean, they're certainly coming to the Trop once, but whether or not they're coming to Miami. And then you just have to hope it falls on the right days and it's his turn to pitch. But you know if you go, you're going to see him hit.
I think the Angels came to Miami in 19 and he was injured or something like that.
Miller and Moulton. So that's our poll question?
That's our poll question.
All right, I'll retweet it then. If we're locked in, I'll go to work.
We are locked in. We hope that you are locked in to Miller and Moulton, wherever you may be listening to us, right here on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network. Florida Sports Network. Pat Kerwin at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little NFL. It's a Tuesday, after all. Why not? So there's more proof that people actually won money on Rich Strike, and not that they say they won money.
No, there have been 3 people who have sent me tickets today. 2 Twin Spires-type screenshots.
Right.
And an actual ticket of someone who had the 3 with the 21 with the 1, 5, 6, 8, 10, and 12. That's a trifecta box wheel, and that's someone who I'm a big fan of, putting that many horses in one trifecta bet, but paid out nearly $7,400.
Damn! They bet what?
The 3 with the 21.
No, how much?
It's a whatever, it doesn't have the total on here, David.
Gotcha.
I don't.
$7,400.
$18 is what that cost.
That's awesome. That's beautiful right there.
So, yeah, a few pictures of winning tickets coming through today. Congratulations to anybody that was a winner. And, you know, someone said in the Twitch chat room, a buddy of theirs bet $5 on him to win. It was their first ever Derby bet. That makes total sense to me. It does. Because you and I break things down and analyze and overanalyze and can screw up a 3-car funeral. This person just simply looked at the board and said, I've never bet the horses before. Where do I make the most money? On that horse, put $5 on it. Makes total sense to me.
How about the person, you know, you have the derby party and you, everybody, you know, reaches in the hat and grabs a horse and that sort of deal. And everybody might, look at you. You got the 80-1 shot. That horse wasn't even in the race yesterday. Well, you got no shot. Don't worry about it.
Great video of the chef Bobby Flay at the derby doing one of those and picking Rich Strike and looking, starting to laugh and going, this thing's never going to win. But we are asking you today, who is, in your opinion, the most must-see athlete? We put it up as a poll question. We have four on there: Ohtani, Brady, Steph Curry, Tiger Woods. That's not enough for most of you.
Oh, no, not the text in which, you forgot to mention so-and-so. No,
it's not even a forgot to mention, and I'm okay with it. They're giving me who they think. This is an opinion question.
Right.
So when they give me their opinion, who the must-see is, I can read it. And I can either agree with them or I can laugh. Like this person who's Conor McGregor is the most must-see athlete. That's laughable to me.
Now,
he hasn't fought in a year, over a year.
What about 3 years ago?
He was. Maybe 4 years ago.
Also, how many wins does he have in his last 5 years?
Not many.
I mean, like two? And all the, whether it's been boxing or otherwise? I mean, I'm not saying he's not a big draw and all.
I mean, but in 2016, he was a big draw.
Right.
He's fought four times since then. He's lost three of the four. So, I don't see that. I wouldn't pay to see him anymore. And there was a time that I would have.
By the way, I think he should make the short list of athletes who 10 years down the road could be broke.
Don't know. If he's making the money I think he's making off of that whiskey, he should be okay.
All right.
He's done pretty well by himself with that proper 12, yeah, which is just, by all accounts, horrible Irish whiskey.
Proper number 12.
And there's yet another accent that Felipe can't do.
What are you talking about?
Who are you imitating?
I got the best accent here.
But who are you imitating? Wayne Rooney? Because it sure as hell isn't Conor McGregor.
I'll bring him back in a third hour.
See, he dozed off on us multiple times yesterday during the show. And he dozed off on us during a part of a segment. He's never dozed off like as we were wrapping things up with a guest. And I forget who it was yesterday, but we're done with the guest, and Felipe's asleep. Done. Out of it. And we're throwing things at the glass, and Mark gets up, and we're waving our hands like a windmill. Nothing. Out. You hear the phone click on the air.
That's when he woke up.
Right. And so we said to him, man, listen, graduation weekend, we know the family, and I'm sure you did a little drinking, but you got to get to sleep. Okay, all right, I will. And look at him. He got sleep.
But this is the energy I expect out of him from now until the rest of time.
Right, but we're not used to it. That's the thing. I'm with you. This is what we should get. We haven't gotten this. He's been double-dipping, college student full-time. This
now full-time. You're ours.
Okay, then the first day he's not a college student anymore. He's completely worn out. He's fallen asleep in the middle of segments. Now, this is apparently what we're going to get. I have no idea who this kid is. 7 hour sleep, Felipe. Forget it.
I'll let you take this texture on, David, who says, Tiger will play the Champions Tour. Two reasons, he's got a giant ego, and two, he can ride a cart.
Yeah, I don't see it.
The first part's the reason I say he doesn't play it. The giant ego is the reason I don't see him playing the tour, David.
Here's another reason. Who does Tiger hang with? He doesn't hang with guys his age. You know, the golfers that he hangs with the Justin Thomases and the Rorys of the world. So I don't think, you know, he doesn't need the money. He's physically going to be in pain. See, the other thing is Tiger could not handle playing the Champions Tour and not winning.
It's a great point, David.
I mean, I don't think he could handle it at all.
But the question is must see. Tiger has been able to manipulate the game of golf in a way that not many people have ever been able to. And he has flashes of that. And yeah. When those flashes come out, that's the must-see part.
Also, we don't know how much longer we're going to get him.
That's the biggest thing. And right now, Tiger's second on the poll. Ohtani winning handily. Steph Curry actually third, Brady last.
So we looked it up. Ohtani's coming to the Trop, which we knew. That's a three-gamer.
Midweek in August, 23rd, 24th, 25th.
So it's right before football season. You can make plans, you could go, the whole deal. And you've got at least a 50% chance, if not 60% chance of seeing him pitch besides hit.
And it's at the Trop, so tickets will be easy to get.
Right. You can walk right up.
That's my birthday week. One of those days is my birthday. I'm hoping that he's throwing on my birthday and that the three of us go as a show. Nothing would make my wife happier than getting me out of the house on my birthday.
I was going to say, so your wife would be okay with that?
She'd be fine with it.
All right.
Daughter might not like it. Wife would be fine with it.
Well, but how about if you just convince the daughter, listen, we'll celebrate my birthday on the weekend?
How about I just tell my daughter I'm going to go to the game and I'll get you a present?
How about we go to Miami instead?
If he's pitching, it's only a two-gamer in Miami.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Although it is right after the 4th of July holiday. What, July 5th, 6th? Tuesday, Wednesday?
It really boils down to the chances of seeing him pitch are better in Tampa than they are in Miami. And I'm not interested in really going unless he's on the hill. I want the whole experience.
Right.
I don't know about you. I mean, I'd go see. If I lived in the town, if I lived in Miami or Tampa, it would be really easy to say, yeah, I'm going to all three.
I feel like it's easier for us, though, because we're right in the middle.
But if he's not pitching, I'm not driving. That's all.
So the Tampa series is sooner, you said?
No. It's in August.
Okay.
23rd, 24th, 25th. The other one's in July, 5th and 6th. It really boils down to, is he going to be on the hill for any of those five games?
I'm going to one of those games, regardless if he does pitch.
Listen, if we're this excited about a guy who plays for the Los Angeles Angels, considering where it is we live and how much baseball the three of us are consuming right now on a regular basis, which is less than the NBA, NHL playoffs that we're consuming.
That's, oh, goodness. I mean, I'm consuming all kinds of playoffs, both sports. I'm not watching any baseball.
And I am. I think I'm watching more baseball, although Felipe took a Marlins loss the other day really hard.
Which one of the 10 one-run losses did you take so hard?
No, it was fourth straight one-run loss. I'm like, what the hell?
Like we told you, they have a great pitching staff and they can't hit.
Yeah,
they're going to have a lot of one-run losses.
Yeah,
this
they've
year.
Lost 8 of 9, 7 of them by one run, including last night again. They played the Diamondbacks 4 times this year. They have 4 one-run losses to the Diamondbacks. Hello.
Who are above 500, by the way? That whole division's above 500.
I know. Arizona, Colorado, yes. Early on, a surprise. Who was it last year, though, who was like 20-20 and then went on like a 12-43 stretch?
Thought that was the Rockies.
So I'm waiting for one of these teams to go on that run.
One of them's going to have a run where they're playing nothing but the Giants, Padres, and Dodgers for what will seem to be like a month. And when that's all done, I think the standings will change just a touch in the NL West. But who is your must-see athlete? Who is the most must-see athlete right now for you? Text the show. The keywords FSN Radio, if you've never texted before, which I've seen a couple of you texting for the first time, we thank you. Text FSN Radio to 21,000. Once you've done that, you're in, and you can text as much or as little as you want. Like the one person who simply texted Steph Curry and then texted another one, said, I don't want any messages from you guys. I'm in, now I'm out. I sent you my pick, and I don't ever want to hear from you again.
Cool.
Wait, we don't send... Oh, well, occasionally we do respond.
I respond often, but I do not send out group text to everybody who's listening, and they may think that was going to happen. But
yeah, no.
I just like it because they send you a text. You've opted to get texts from your local sports network. And then right after that, you've opted out of Texas. Like, okay, well.
After I'm answering this one question, then I'm done with you guys.
I liked your question. I never want to hear from you again. Do better.
You guys bother me. See, and I'm also thinking along the lines of, you know, man, if we could see Federer at Wimbledon, you know, don't know, honestly, do not know if we'll ever see Serena Williams on a court again. Don't know how many more times, oh, by the way, we're going to see Nadal. I think Djokovic is going to keep trying to play, but, like, listen, if Nadal gets beat at the French by this 19-year-old Spaniard who just beat everybody last week, if he ain't the king of clay anymore, I don't know how much longer he plays.
The 2019 Wimbledon final was Federer's last shot.
Probably.
He's never been the same since.
Well, he's finally suffered a major injury. He went all a remarkable, legendary career without suffering a major injury. In his late 30s, he suffered it.
And who knows whether or not we'll see Serena?
We said we figure the over-under on Tigers, 50 tournaments.
And I think it's under.
And I think it's going to be over, but it's going to take him into his mid-50s to go over. I think he's going to play 2-3 tournaments a year in his mid-50s. And hell, he may just play the four majors.
Voter on Texas, Tiger Woods, just because he's so close to the end, to your point.
You know, it's why, to me, we brought up Brady. I mean, he's not the most exciting football player, but he is one of the greatest. And you would think at 45, right? 45 in August. This does have to be the end, right? I mean, I know he looks great.
And we kept it really within the States, and people typing in Ronaldo or Messi, and I get it. We didn't include them on our list. We kept it to more U.S. traditional sports.
Well, first off, and even for those that are fans of Ronaldo and Messi, I mean, listen, they both have peaked, obviously, because they're both in their mid-30s. So they're both on the downside. They're still great, and they're legendary and all that, but, I mean, come on. They've peaked. It's not that they can't turn back the clock occasionally, but they've begun the downside. But how much longer do you think they play?
I don't know.
See, I think they both play for years.
Well, they both got to get their cash grab in the States at the end, too. Having a little fun there.
I know that. I know that.
So true, though.
Boy, I don't know. That's such a step down. They're at such
a
level.
It's not a step down. It's a jump down.
They're at such
a level.
You
missed so many steps.
I know.
On the way to the MLS.
Zlatan likes America. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Yes, ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's an obscure reference, though. Remember, we're trying to appeal to the masses. Miller and Moulton. Pat Kerwin to talk NFL. Why? Because it's a Tuesday.